With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Come on in, stay a while. Great appearance by Reggie Miller in the first hour. If you miss any of our interviews, just go to danpatrick.com. We will bring back some of his comments. He basically said the Lakers treated that game last night like it was a preseason game. I just kind of go in, go through the motions, and get out of here, head back home. Hopefully Anthony Davis is going to be healthy. Here's how LeBron summed up last night's performance.
We got our ass kicked. I mean, it's just that simple. They got to whatever they wanted to get to in this game, and we got to be better, obviously, if we want to force a game seven. So obviously a lot to learn from in this game, a lot to cover. See, what we got to do better going into game six. But, they pretty much just kicked our asses. I mean, it's nothing else really to say.
Yeah, Reggie Miller said that this was almost like a game plan. Let's just go in and then let's head back home, try to get a win, and then force a game seven in Phoenix. Give Anthony Davis the day off. The number one trending topic right now has to do with Anthony Davis. Charles Barkley had this to say last night on TNT.
Anthony Davis, I told you, the Lakers can't win this series. Forget about the championship. They can't win this series without street clothes.
I'm not even... You want to explain that?
I call him Anthony Street Clothes Davis because he's always in street clothes.
You ain't got to explain it, Chuck.
Number one trending topic, Anthony Street Clothes Davis. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. If you survive, then this is just sort of a messy first-round series. And then street clothes is funny. If you don't get past the first round, that might be sort of the image you're left with Anthony Davis not being able to play. But there are so many of these role players that maybe they don't know their roles, or they certainly don't perform their roles. Dennis Schroeder cannot go scoreless. If you're the second best player, you're in trouble. And you saw that last night. Lack of, any performance from anybody. And it felt like after the second quarter, like this was done. It was a fait accompli. It was just a matter of, okay, how much is Phoenix going to rub this in? And when you're winning by 30, LeBron exits stage left. That's I don't like it. Now, you can say, well, he probably went back to get treatment. Okay. It just feels like, hey, you win and you lose as a team. And LeBron knew when he, you know, left the bench. Now, is it a big thing? No. I just don't. I love LeBron. I'm a, you know, staunch supporter. I just don't like when he does little things that he doesn't need to do. Okay, you're going to get treatment, so now you're going to get a head start here. Okay, just stay. You know? If you were up by 30, is LeBron going into the locker room to get treatment? Probably not. And I know it's a small thing, but these are the I don't like when LeBron, when Skip Bayless and some of these other pundits, you know, they go after LeBron. And if I don't know why I feel like I have to stick up for him, but I do, because I don't think we'll see LeBron James something like this ever again. This career, individual numbers, the team numbers. I mean, it's once in a generation. It truly is once in a generation. But you know, stay on the bench. Ice your foot on the bench if you want to, or your ankle. But if you're up 30, you're not going to the locker room, I don't think. The greatest game comes to compete greatest in the game. That's the greatest in the 3-2-1. The greatest in the game come to compete in the U.S. Women's Open from the Olympic Club Thursday through Sunday on Golf Channel, Peacock, and NBC. Adrian Wojnarowski had this tweet. Celtics president of basketball operations Danny Ainge seriously considering his future with the franchise and could make a decision to step down, sources tell ESPN. This, it feels like, has been simmering there for a little while. And if Danny Ainge does step down, does he step in another direction to another team? Would be something to keep an eye on as well. Also, the investment group that bought the Minnesota Timberwolves, that includes Alex Rodriguez, there has been talk, rumors, that he wants to move the team to Seattle. So then it's a relocation, not you pay the expansion fee. I was told yesterday that A-Rod is not moving the Timberwolves to Seattle. He, of course, started his baseball career there. Fond memories of Seattle, wants to bring basketball back. Somebody is going to bring basketball back to Seattle. But I'm told that Alex Rodriguez did not go in and help buy the Minnesota Timberwolves to move them. I think the other part of that would be interesting to keep an eye on is Kevin Garnett's role with the Minnesota Timberwolves. KG has made no secret of the fact he hates the owner, Glenn Taylor. But now Taylor's selling it. Does KG get involved with the Minnesota Timberwolves? So just a couple of side topics here, but I know that that was a story yesterday that was just kind of percolating. And then I reached out to a source. I said, any chance that A-Rod would move this team? And I was told, no chance, exclamation point. Yeah, Paul.
Do you think if the NBA moved, let's say the Timberwolves, hypothetically, like you said, they would take that opportunity to move another team at the same time to Vegas? It seems like obvious. It seems obvious.
Well, I wonder if the Oakland A's are going to end up in Vegas. Right? Could the Sacramento Kings end in Vegas? Like, somebody's going to end up in Vegas, but I think the NBA wants to give back. Like, Seattle never should have lost their team. But it feels like the NBA wants to do a make-good. But then you're going to have to pay the expansion fee. This would have been a relocation fee if the Timberwolves moved to Seattle. Yeah, McLovin.
Do you have to play inside in Vegas for a whole summer season? You'd have to build an indoor arena probably. Or if you play at night, can you get away with it?
You're talking about baseball.
Baseball, yeah. If the A's move there.
Yeah.
Because they just built this incredibly expensive football stadium. Would they play there?
Can you play baseball in that football stadium?
But remember, we ripped the A's for playing on a football field for years now.
But this is inside on turf. That field at the Coliseum is... like, there's no playing field worse than that. I mean, you got a baseball infield. I've been on the turf at Lambeau where they painted grass for a playoff game. They painted it. They painted dirt. But, you know, there was charm with that because it's Lambeau. The Oakland A's, the Oakland Raiders, I mean, that was, it's a decrepit building and the turf. I mean, it's so substandard to everybody else. Yeah, Paul.
That A's baseball field, you'd see the lines for the end zone. They'd be faded white lines for the 20 and 30 yard line. And you could see them. They tried to get rid of them, but they couldn't.
Yeah, it's bad, bad. A lot of basketball tonight. Wizards, Sixers, Hawks, Knicks, Grizzlies, Jazz, Mavs, Clippers. Phone calls are always welcome. We say good morning to Peacock, our streaming service. We also say good morning to our great radio affiliates around the country. The Blazers very well may not get past the first round of the playoffs. And despite the team's lack of success, we're going to remember Damian Lillard's performance last night against the Nuggets. He had 50-55. He had 12 three-pointers, double overtime loss. And the Blazers down 3-2. Lillard needed just a little help last night. Just a little. But if you watch degree of difficulty, if they gave you points for degree of difficulty, he'd be Simone Biles. Like, he just does things and you go, how is he doing that? Step backs over guys who are 6'10", 7 feet. I mean, his range is matched only by Steph Curry. That's pretty good. When you say, well, you know, who are you compared to? Steph Curry. Trae Young is trying to get there. Got a ways to go. But Damian Lillard and Reggie Miller brought up some great points. He said, look, don't blame Damian Lillard. Like, he's loyal, wants to stay in Portland. You know, because I said, you know, I hope we don't look back and say what could have been. Because that's really what it's been so far. And are they wasting his talent there? Can you get the right people there? Because Damian Lillard, the number of people in the world who can do what he does, you could probably count on one hand. He's that special. I hate to see this where somebody goes through their career and then we look back and say, well, they didn't win. He does everything he can possibly do. And it's still not enough. And Denver, you know, I'll give them credit. They don't have their starting backcourt. I mean, Jamal Murray's not playing. But, you know, that's playoff basketball where you have these performances. And, you know, I go back to when Jerry West averaged 40 a game in the NBA Finals and lost. And he was named the most valuable player. By the way, I'm doing this podcast. I'm one of the producers. It's called Westward. And Jerry West is prominently featured here with his thoughts on the Lakers moving to Los Angeles, all the things that he's done. And, you know, I find out so many interesting things. The Detroit Pistons offered their entire roster to the Lakers for the chance to draft Magic Johnson. Now, they didn't have a great team back then, but imagine that, because, you know, you wanted to have a Detroit guy, a Michigan guy. He played at Michigan State, and the Pistons offered their entire roster. That's when they ended up with Magic's teammate, Greg Kelcer, from Michigan State, with the 4th pick overall. Imagine you're going to offer up your entire roster. And also, there's been this story that is out there. I don't know if Jerry West has ever confirmed this. The Lakers, they were sort of split on who to take. Sidney Moncrief, who was a wonderful player, the story that I was told is Jerry West wanted Sidney Moncrief, not Magic. And Sidney Moncrief, I think he's a Hall of Famer. If he's not, he should be. But Sidney Moncrief was a wonderful player for the Bucks, but that was the story. So you find out all of these crazy stories. Like Jerry Buss. Jerry Buss he was the owner of the Pacers for a little while. And then he got the opportunity through Jack Kent Cook to be able to buy the Lakers. And I think there's a crazy story that Jerry Buss owned the Chrysler Building in New York. Like he was selling off assets to be able to get the Lakers. And what Jerry Buss realized is, I'm going to make this Hollywood. I'm going to give you cheerleaders in short skirts. We're inviting celebrities here. We're going to play in a style that Paul Westhead initially tried to implement. He got fired. Magic basically said, I want him fired. They brought in Pat Riley, who was part of Chick Hearn's broadcast team, and Riles then basically ran what Paul Westhead had instituted, Showtime Basketball. I mean, Jerry Buss, look at every team tries to do this. Like what Jerry Buss did to be able to say, here's Showtime. Come out and you're going to see something that's different than everybody else. Also, the house lights show everybody in the lower portion of the arena. Whereas it used to be, the stage was almost like a Broadway stage. And it was dark all around it. And that was what you were watching. But the Lakers and Jerry Buss, remarkable what he was able to do. Yeah, McLovin.
See, I knew Jack Head Cook as the Redskins owner.
Yes.
And I just Googled it. So he kind of owned the Lakers and built the Forum way back in the day?
Yes. He also was in the Guinness Book of Records for the most expensive divorce in history.
Not a record you want.
Well, no, it's not anymore because nobody's going to touch Jeff Bezos. Well, Bill Gates, well, man. At the time, Jack Kent Cook, I think it was, he had to pay $60 million. That was the largest divorce settlement. Jordan's was bigger than that. Neil Diamond, I remember, had a large divorce settlement. But Gates and Bezos, that's a different ballgame.
They make like that a day, $60
yeah.
million.
Yeah. Man. So there you go. That's just some nuggets that I've learned with this podcast called Westward. It's great because you're hearing Jerry West giving his thoughts. A lot of interesting stories. Yes, Eden.
It's a side of Jerry West too that you don't see hear very often.
Yeah,
that is something else.
The first episode when you're like, whoa, Jerry.
Whoa.
Jerry West unplugged.
Yeah, not safe for work.
No.
Dang.
No, you can't have the kids in the car.
You sure can't.
Yeah, Paulie.
Jerry Buss, you're right, the owner of the Lakers. He bought the Lakers and the Kings at the same time. And in the deal, you know what was? It was like a trade. He traded the Chrysler building and the ownership of it. So that was his first major trade.
And then
he gave up a ranch and $67 million and ownership of the Chrysler building.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that deal? What else do you want? We'll throw in Chrysler building? Yeah, Chrysler building. It's iconic. That'd be great.
Chrysler building is gorgeous.
But the sun goes down?
I mean, just imagine that during the negotiations, and Chrysler building's in New York, and just when the sun goes down and it lights up at night, it is gorgeous. Nothing like it. Yeah, McLovin.
You haven't been inside it, have you?
I have.
The gorgeous lobby.
Yes.
Not the best place to work.
I haven't been in there since mid-80s.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It probably hasn't changed much. Well, it's like when you go into Grand Central, that, whatever that is that they created up there, like it's the Sistine Chapel. It's you know, this fresco. I mean, it's absolutely stunning. But Jackie Kennedy Onassis financed that or helped finance the refurbishing Grand Central. And you see that seat. When you go there, light fixtures and the ceiling. If you go in there, now people who commute, they don't take time. But my brother came in from out of town, and he was going to take a train from Grand Central to come up and see us. And I said, look at the architecture in Grand Central. Look at the ceiling. Look at the light fixtures. And he took these pictures. I mean, it's absolutely stunning. But Jackie Kennedy Onassis helped refurbish that. And it's gorgeous. But they're also doing Penn Station. They've done an incredible upgrade with Penn Station.
I was curious, have you gotten to see it yet?
I have not.
Just open?
I saw CBS Saturday morning, and they did a piece on it. And, I mean, it looks gorgeous.
What did you think of the old Penn Station?
That was horrible. It was horrible. Food was horrible. It was crowded. It was dicey. It was dicey.
Don't go to the bathrooms. Let's put it that way.
No, hold it.
Yeah.
You're going to have to hold it. Yeah, but we're going to Philadelphia. You hold it. Yes, Eden.
I wonder if, Penn Station is right below Madison Square Garden. I wonder if having a shiny new Penn Station underneath the old Madison Square Garden is going to go over well. Because that place is, when you're in an old Penn Station and then you go into an old Madison Square Garden, it's like, oh, yeah, it kind of works. But all of a sudden, it's going to feel pretty old.
Well, maybe. I see where they're raising ticket prices for the Knicks next year. Hey, we made the playoffs. We're going to raise ticket prices. Yes, McLovin.
Paul, worst bathroom, the Port Authority. That's a bad place.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
Yes, it is.
Or Penn Station.
Port Authority. Port Authority was, that was sketchy.
The bus station in the West Side. Ugh.
Yes, it was very, very sketchy. Back in the 80s?
I've read stories about what that was like in the 80s. It's like a post-apocalyptic movie.
Yes. Yeah. But dicey. And you just go in and you just, because I lived in Jersey. I had to get on a bus and go out to Ridgewood, New Jersey. And you just hope that you made it to your bus. Yeah, Paulie.
I don't know. Some of those bathrooms are not used for going to the bathroom, if you know what I mean.
That's
the last activity that's going on in there.
Yeah, there were people.
You would walk in and people would assume you're there for other reasons.
They were running a business.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, oh, don't get up. My bad.
Yeah.
Yes, McLovin.
That being said, the apartment that you lived in 1989 or whatever, what do you think it's worth now? How many times what it was then?
Well, I paid $500 a month, and that included utilities. And you could basically turn on the faucet, flush the toilet, and use the microwave, and you could do it from just about the same seated position. You just turned a little bit over here, I could turn on the faucet. Turn over here, you could flush the toilet. Turn over here, and you could use the microwave. And I remember I'm big-time CNN sports reporter, and I'm just living in this hellhole. And my wife, who was my girlfriend, she lived in a closet in an apartment, didn't have any windows. She never invited me over. I never invited her over. And then we didn't think either one of us liked it. You know, it was like, oh, yeah, I'd never been over there. He's never invited me over. It was like we were so embarrassed. Yeah, McLovin.
The ultimate was I had a real estate agent take me to an apartment where the toilet was just out in the middle of the living room.
Yeah.
Just with no enclosure around
it. Yeah.
So you'd be at a dinner party. Excuse me for a second.
My wife, she looked at an apartment where the bathtub was in the kitchen. And she brought her mom, and her mom started crying when she saw that where she might be living. And there's just a crawl space where she'd be sleeping. I mean, New Yorkers are resilient because there's like you look at some of these living spaces and you go, how much is that? Oh, that's $1,500. What?
Well, now it's $6,000.
It's crazy. Let me see. Danny Ainge expected to step down as president of basketball operations. Brad Stevens is expected to assume a more prominent front office role with the team. That's according to Adrian Wojnarowski. We'll take a break. I'll get to phone calls coming up. Hall of Famer Chris Bosh will join us. It's 22 after the hour. Thanks for joining us here on the Dan Patrick Show. It's amazing. It's Discover. Matching all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year automatically. No limit on how much you can earn. Pretty amazing. In fact, even more amazing because of all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of all the places in the United States that take credit cards take Discover. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing the word yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. That's discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, things are moving quickly in Boston. Now that they're out of the playoffs, Adrian Wojnarowski is reporting Brad Stevens is no longer the head coach of the Celtics. He's moving into the front office on a full-time basis, replacing Danny Ainge. Celtics staff and coaches have been informed of the changes. The Celtics are now looking for a new head coach. Bringing the Hall of Famer, two-time NBA champ, Chris Bosh. Good to talk to you again, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Good to see you. Everything is going well.
How's the jumper right now?
Man, you know it is rusty. I haven't shot a jumper in a while.
How long did it take you to get used to your role with the Heat? Because you were all-star in Toronto. You put up big numbers, and then now you got to be the third guy.
Yeah.
And it's not as easy as it looks.
I didn't get used to it probably until we finally won the first championship. And then it was always one of those things where, you know, I constantly had to reinvent myself. I don't think I ever all the way got used to it because I had to morph, you know, and even on some nights, you know, it would change. So, you know, Bron or D might be out and I have to up, you know, my scoring. Some nights I would just set screens and be the big guy rolling down the paint and playing defense. Some days would just be you know, we need you to guard the biggest guy and guard 50 screen and rolls. And, you know, that was one of the fascinating things I found from being with that team. But I would say in you know, just getting used to being uncomfortable, it definitely took more than one season. I would say a season and a half to kind of really fit into my role. And then even after that, I had to get used to things changing.
LeBron ever really get mad at you?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. I mean, you know, that's one of the parts of playing the game, right? If you're on a team with somebody, you're going to go through the whole wave of emotions. And I'm sure, you know, he was upset with me. I for sure was upset with him on many occasions, but we were always able to work it out, you know, work through communication. And it always came from a place to get better. That's what made it important.
What do you make of what happened with the Celtics? Here's Ainge, you know, leaving, Brad Stevens moving up. You have I thought you had a team that could win championships, plural, here with that mm-hmm. young talent. And that, you know, that window of opportunity closes pretty quickly. Look yeah. at what the Nets have there in Brooklyn. So you're not going to be better than them. You're not better than the Sixers. So
yeah.
how would you look at the Celtics right now?
Well, they don't have to rebuild. You know, with Tatum and Brown, Marcus Smart, they have good young talent. They have a nucleus, I think, that they can build off of. I think definitely this year was a disappointment. I think they'll be the first to tell you that. They definitely underachieved this year, and then injuries started piling up, and it ended up being a disappointing season for them. But with the talent that they have to continue. I guess, you know, there were some things to figure out, obviously, right? But I think for them moving forward, they need to put the necessary pieces in place in order to be successful, obviously, right? But, I mean, they're right there. They have to continue to get better. Obviously, there's been a huge shakeup. I'm interested to see who will be the next hires for coaches and GMs and stuff like that, and filling in the rest of the gaps with the team.
Your best Miami Heat team against this Brooklyn Nets team?
Who would win?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I'm a competitor, man. I always say we're going to win every single time. But I tell you, man, those the Nets, the more they play together, they'll get better and better. They're a tremendous offensive team.
So you got to guard Durant, right? You get Durant?
I mean, we probably move around. You know, I would guard him a little, of course, or try to. Brian would guard him mostly, probably. Shane Battier would guard him quite a bit. But, yeah, that would be the fun part, when they go small and how dynamic the game would become and how we try to match up with that.
What's the most impressive performance that you ever witnessed, whether it was on, you know, with a teammate or the opposition?
Kobe scoring 81 points.
Oh.
Yeah, I was right in that game. I was a young fella in that game taking my beatings, man.
But what's that like, though? When do you realize, this is historical?
Yeah, it was surreal. I mean, once you realize that it's too late and it's Kobe, and I remember just kind of running down the court, and I kept looking up at the screen, and it's like his score was multiplying. I was like, how is he scoring 5 points at a time? Like, this is crazy. And it was, you know, we were a bad defensive team that year, and just, you know, we're trying to figure things out, and it's just like, oh my God, we're in the Staples Center. They're killing us. And everybody's laughing, and Kobe, everybody except Kobe, he's just got the eye of the tiger right now, and he's unstoppable. It was just an incredible performance. It's one of those things where you find yourself watching even though you're in the game.
Do you think he could have scored 100?
Yeah. He's one of those guys. Yeah. So the funny thing about that story is, like, I think a few weeks before, he had 61 and three quarters on the Mavericks.
Yes.
And I was looking at that game. I said, what in the world are they doing? How do you let this guy score 60 points in three quarters? That's atrocious. Got smashed the next month. You know, it was crazy, man.
I feel bad for Jalen Rose. Whenever the anniversary comes up, everybody wants to talk to Jalen because Jalen was trying to guard Kobe in that game.
Yeah. Yeah, he got a nice chunk of those points, man. Kobe gave it to everybody, man.
What was the second best performance you ever witnessed?
LeBron, game six in Boston in 2012. Well, by far.
What were his
incredible?
What were his numbers in that? Do you remember?
I can't remember. I know he have. I think I want to say 45.
Yeah,
I want to say he had 45 points. But I remember I had a sore groin, and of course being down 3-2 going into Boston Garden, you know, it's not in a situation you want to be in. And I just remember him being pretty confident, and I was ailing. I had a hurt groin, so I'm trying to figure out how I'm just even going to contribute, and so I'm playing with pain. And about midway through the second quarter, early in the second quarter, I was realizing, like, man, this dude hasn't missed yet. And so I just got the hell out the way, and it made my job a little easier because I'm like, hey, if we keep getting stops, just give the ball to him, and we'll just continue riding this wave. But it was an incredible performance.
Why do you think Paul Pierce doesn't like LeBron?
I don't think it's that he doesn't like him. I think it's just, you know, extreme competitors.
There's bad blood, though, Chris. There's
one. Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, look, you know, playoffs, when you play somebody so many times in the playoffs like they did, you're naturally just not going to like them. You know, you don't have time to go to dinner or sit down. You know, there's been plenty of Celtics that I don't like, you know, and that's just how it goes. But Paul, he's a huge competitor. He wants to win. And if he doesn't, he's probably not in the best mood.
who do you not like to this day?
Well, you know, nothing's being bled over. Nothing's bled over. You know, it's all good, man.
Probably
I'm retired, you know? Well, it's all good.
Okay. All right. You're good with Kevin Garnett?
Yeah. Oh, that's we were talking at the Hall of Fame after his induction. We got to chat. And you know, like I said, we were extremely competitive and we would chirp back and forth, but that was one of the best parts about being outside of the game is having the conversations. And that's the first thing I said to Kevin. I'm like, yo, you remember you used to foul me the whole game? They didn't call it, you know, but we had a good time talking about those intense battles. It was, man, a lot of fun.
KG would get in anybody's face, it felt like.
Oh, man, I had to stop talking to him. You know, during the game, I got involved in talking trash with him one time, and he got the best of me. And I said, you know what? That's never going to happen again. I overextended myself. I'm not a trash talker. Let me just go out here and play ball.
We're talking to Chris Bosh, who is going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, won a couple of titles, and he's got a new book out. It's called Letters to a Young Athlete, now available online and wherever books are sold. What were you hoping to accomplish when you first started this project?
You know, at first it was just more of a cathartic experience, you know, just trying to get things off of my chest and trying to figure out what I'm going to do next with my life. You know, after losing the game so quickly and not being able to play anymore because of my medical condition, you know, I kind of had to rebound pretty quick. And, you know, in trying to develop new habits and dive into those hobbies that I love and really, really dig deep and try to find those things, I was just trying to get things off my mind. And then it kind of transformed into, you know, helping a young athlete. The book is called Letters to a Young Athlete. So I wanted to speak to all generations, of course, but have that universal message to where, you know, people can take it, whatever they want for themselves, look at the lessons that helped me get to this point today, and, you know, hopefully it'll help them. So that's kind of how everything transformed. I wanted to leave a memento, if you will, for both the game of basketball and the game of life.
What kind of risk were you, like, at worst, you know, were you risking your life not knowing it when you're out on the floor?
It didn't get to that point. I was the first time. You know, there were two conditions that happened with me, two instances. The first time I was, and, you know, I didn't know it. And then after that, you know, pretty much when you get that second blood clot, it's nothing else to talk about. You know, it's almost like you're radioactive. So, you know, playing basketball pretty much was not in my best interest. I was told it wasn't in my family's best interest. And pretty much, you know, a team being in a situation where they could be liable, you know, they were not going to, you know, deal with those things. And I eventually had to come to that realization.
Yeah, it's got to be tough because you want to play, but you have to understand that team doesn't want you out there. I mean, we've seen this happen with Hank Gathers, Reggie Lewis. I mean, there's been some athletes who passed away right in front of us.
Absolutely. And even the week before I was hospitalized for the first time, Jerome Kersey passed away from a blood clot, from a pulmonary embolism. And, you know, that really, I mean, you know, when you're younger, right, you don't think of those things. Yeah. You don't think it's going to happen to you. And then, you know, next thing I know, I'm in a doctor's office and they're telling me all this information that I don't want to hear. And, you know, I had to rebound from that. But all in all, I was able to kind of get back to my normal self with the help of my family, go on those quests to find out who I am and what I want to do with this life.
I'll leave you with this. Finish the sentence. If the Lakers don't get out of the first round,
expect them to make some big moves in the summertime. I think, it's been a rough go at it this year. They've been hampered by injuries. I think, you know, we all see that they're not playing like they were last year. And even for Bron, I mean, he's, he struggled, especially I think that high ankle sprain took him out of his rhythm. I think for them, they'll have to add some more pieces and try to compete for a championship again next year.
But you were talking about playing that game in the Garden with a strained groin. And, AD wasn't able to play, but just how limited were you with an injury like that?
It's all the way limiting. And this is me when I tore my adductor muscle. That's pretty much what it was. And it was on Mother's Day. And it was game one of the second round. I tore it, and I didn't come back until the longest the shortest I could rest was 3 weeks. And it hurt like hell still coming back. So in AD situation, I really don't see him being able to come back from that. He'll have to rest, and he won't play till next season most likely.
He's Chris Bosch. The new book is Letters to a Young Athlete. Can't recommend it enough. Now available online wherever books are sold. Hope you're doing well, Chris. Congrats on everything, and we appreciate you joining us.
I appreciate you, man. Appreciate your time.
All right, we'll take a break. Phone calls are up next here on The Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow,
you know
I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
and travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This program brought to you by the great folks at Mercedes-Benz Vans. They go far beyond from their customization options, cutting-edge tech, five-star sales service, financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz Vans, built, equipped, engineered to be ready for anything. Go the extra mile. Taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. Once again, the big news, Brad Stevens, no longer the head coach of the Celtics by his choice, moving into the front office, and Danny Ainge is stepping down as the president of basketball operations. Yes, Paulie?
Why would the Celtics ownership let their head coach, Brad Stevens, stop being a coach to pick players and be the GM?
I don't know.
They have a fantastic head coach under contract. I can't imagine why you would let him step out of that role to look for someone like himself to hire.
Well, why don't we reach out to Chris Mannix? Because Mannix kind of alluded to something with Danny Ainge last time he was on.
It would be like you saying you want to be in charge of the management of this show, but you're not going to host anymore. But you know what? I'd love to find a host who knows sports and has experience hosting too.
It's like making Greg Maddux the pitching coach.
Yeah, and
like,
not pitching.
Yeah, yeah. We'd still like for you to pitch. A couple of phone calls. Jeff in Detroit. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today? Oh, Fritzy's got a limerick, by the way, as well, for the Lakers and Suns. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, what's up, Dan? First of all, give me a second. I'm picking brain matter off the walls. You totally blew my mind with the Magic Detroit Pistons situation. It's like finding out that you could have dated that fine girl, but she really doesn't like short people. You know, it's one of them things that I'm going to be thinking about. Magic in a Detroit uniform. Wow. My question to you, though, is this. Which team last night suffered the worst loss momentum-wise? Now, you got Portland, dang, 55 points plus 10 assists. The man was responsible for 75 points, including if some of those might have been three-pointers or Anthony Davis and the Lakers getting sunburned. I mean, having a guy that isn't available when you really, really need him is especially in your defending the title. You know, which one suffered the worst loss momentum-wise, in your opinion?
Well, I don't know if the Lakers' loss was one of those that momentum-wise hurt them. I think they went into that game, and thanks for the phone call, Jeff. They expected to lose. The question is, at what point did they realize that they were going to get blown out? You know, Portland has, they waste a 55-point performance by Damian Lillard. Now you go back home. All right, are you expected to win in Denver? No, but if you go into double overtime with Denver and you get 55 from Lillard, you got to come out with a victory. Because how many of those performances can you have? And so I think it's more demoralizing for the Blazers because they could have won that game, go back home, and then close out the Nuggets. And now they might be writing a different chapter here. Kyle in California. Hey, Kyle. Welcome back.
Hey, DP.
Hey, bud.
I mean, I don't know what to say, really. Dennis Schroeder, you turn down a huge contract.
I know.
And you get outplayed by Cameron Payne. Why would we give you any money next year? I mean,
yep.
The team they put together, we already knew it was terrible. It got shadowed by LeBron and AD's greatness. And you saw them get absolutely worked by the Suns last night. They just have way better players everywhere. They're making shots. Lakers can't make a damn thing. Oh, I'm in shambles. And I even missed a few of Dame's ridiculous threes because LeBron started hitting threes when they're down 25, and I got all excited again.
All right. Well, thank you, Kyle. Thanks for the phone calls. Chris Mannix will join us coming up at the top of the hour. We'll get some thoughts from him on who's the next head coach of the Boston Celtics. It's limerick time. Todd has a limerick about the Lakers and the Sun. Do you have one limerick or two?
I actually have two today. Let's see how the first one goes.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay.
Here we
go.
Limerick
one. Both Lakers Suns.
Okay.
They went on some big runs. No need for clever puns. LeBron decided to leave early. And ass kicking can make one surly. They're for real, those pesky Suns.
Okay. All right. And I'm going to vote for limerick two.
Limerick two is as follows. It's clearly plain to see the Lakers sure need AD. No longer intimidated our foes by LeBron and street clothes. Ooh. Phoenix in six, can it be?
Okay. Yes, Paulie.
I wish I left 5 minutes early.
Wow. Wow. big day today. Well, it's a day today. Seton is doing his album cover in my swimming pool today. There is nudity in water. That's all I can tell you. What was that movie where you had the woman who fell in love with the sea creature and won the Academy Award?
Shape of Splash, Daryl Hannah.
No, not that.
Shape of Water.
Shape of Water.
That's, I was going to say Fast Times at Ridgemont High. This is my I'm actually redoing
Phoebe Cates.
Phoebe Cates.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah. Dang, I should have done that. Maybe just added a second shoot today.
Ooh. Moving in stereo.
Greatest moment in cinematic history.
Okay, what was better? Phoebe Cates' performance there or Judge Reinhold's performance where he's looking at her?
Would you take that role?
Like in a Sandler movie now?
Yeah.
No. But maybe 20 years ago, yes. Yes, Paul.
If we recreate that one, Fritzy has to play Judge Reinhold. I mean, method actor.
Why would that be embarrassing? It's a very famous movie and a famous scene.
Dressed up in his little pirate costume.
Yeah. Arr.
Selling chicken sandwiches and fish or whatever.
Yeah. Only 30 dates left in our calendar, and you could see your photo in the calendar. You sign up at danpatrick.com for the newsletter and make sure you're wearing DP show gear or your picture, Mario says, will not be considered. But we only have 30 dates left out of the entire year. So you got your chance. Chris Mannix will join us at the top of the hour. Big changes with the Celtics, and then we'll dive back into the Lakers' problems heading back home. Final hour coming up on this Wednesday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. but there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.